Nelson DeMille is the author of such bestsellers as Nightfall, Plum Island, and The Gatehouse, as well as Wildfire, The Gold Coast, and The General's Daughter. Now, his first book, originally released as a mass market paperback in 1975, The Quest, has been entirely rewritten and expanded with new characters and even a new ending. From the war-torn jungles of Ethiopia to the locked archives of the Vatican, an unlikely trio who are bound by love and a deathbed promise begin a search for the holiest of relics. Their quest begins when they encounter a dying priest in the jungle who tells them that the Holy Grail is hidden nearby. It's a great pleasure to welcome Nelson DeMille back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Good to have you here. Give me a sense as to at what point in your life you thought that you would like to revisit this work.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. The original book, as you say, was 1974, and it was a paperback original, never was in hardcover. And probably I had maybe 35 fans in those days, and I thought it was a great story that really needed to be brought back into hardcover and other formats like ebook and audio. And then, you know, quite frankly, when Dan Brown released the Da Vinci Code, I realized that the religious thriller was kind of back. And I wanted to rewrite this, but I wanted to keep the setting the way it was. So I reread it, and I saw that I had improved as a writer, and I knew that I could do a good rewrite and flesh it out. And I brought the idea to my publisher, and it's kind of rare that an author goes back to an earlier work. But I felt, you know, almost 40 years had passed, and again, the audience initially was very small. The publisher thought this was a great idea. He loved the story, and it's a timeless story. A search for the Holy Grail is timeless. So I sat down, and it took me actually longer to rewrite it than it took me to write it the first time, and the result is the Quest 2013 version.
So when you read it and you read what you wrote in 2004, do you wince, or is it a pleasurable experience?
No, you wince, actually. a little problem, you know, the grammar, syntax, and even the punctuation. You know, look, the language has evolved over the years, too, and I hopefully have evolved as a writer. But having said that, when I was rewriting it, I wanted to keep the flavor of the 1970s, because this takes place in an historical background of the Ethiopian Revolution, which was a Marxist revolution of 1974. So my characters are kind of 70s characters, and I wanted them to sound that way, but I wanted it to sound modern enough for the modern American readers. So I made some changes. Some of the things they would have said they did say in the 70s, they didn't say. Some of their attitudes toward women have improved a bit. Having said that, they all still smoke, as they did in the 70s. So it was kind of a time capsule, like opening a time capsule for me, and finding the stuff that was funny and finding the stuff that had held up over the years. It was challenging, but it was, mostly fun, I guess.
In reading the novel, of course, it's obviously difficult to tell what you rewrote and what you didn't. But many of the themes that you explore now and even did in your last book, you see in this book. Is that the case from the very beginning that you see those themes, those conspiracy themes and other things?
Yeah, most of the elements are the same. I mean, this is a religious thriller. So, you know, what's a religious thriller without a Vatican conspiracy? You absolutely need that. And that was in the older book. And I think the thing I added to it that was the most significant was the relationship between these two men who were reporters, the war correspondents, and the woman who's Vivian, who's a photojournalist. There was a little bit of that in the original, but it was meant to be an action-adventure, kind of male-muscular book when I first wrote it. But now, more than half of my audience is female, so I kind of brought Vivian to the fore a little bit more, and I created a little bit of a love triangle between these two men and Vivian, and that was interesting. That's kind of overlaid on the whole story of the search for the Holy Grail. And at the end, Vivian winds up with one of my two characters, but I won't say which one at this point.
Please don't, yes. Did it require new research?
Not too much new research. I was researching it, a contemporary happening when I was writing the book. The Ethiopian Revolution was actually going on, and I kind of like was in it in terms of the news coverage on it. And the scenes set in Rome needed a little bit of tweaking because I had not been to Rome when I wrote the book, but I've been to Rome since. So the research was actually the easiest part of it because it had been done. I do a lot of research for my books. But this had been done 40 years before, saving me a lot of work. I was able to concentrate more on the characterizations and the storyline, and maybe bring more of the myth of the and legend of the Holy Grail into the book.
Now that it's out, I mean, do you think, oh, you know, now I'd like to tackle this other book that I did, or are you done with that?
Well, I don't think I would do this again. I do have older books that were paperback originals back in the 70s, but there's probably a reason that they have been relegated to oblivion. And but I could be talked into probably taking one of them at least and bringing it back. And we'll see how this one does first.
And I assume otherwise you have new projects and new things that you want to write about and talk about.
Yeah, I have a continuing character, John Corey, NYPD. The last one was the Panther that we spoke about this time last year. There's five John Corey books, and I am now writing another John Corey book. And John Corey is former NYPD who is now working for the Federal Joint Terrorist Task Force in the war on terrorism. So we're going to bring John Corey back, but this time it's not going to be about Islamic terrorism. It's going to be about the new bad guys, who are the Russians, Putin's boys, and the old KGB. So I'm having a lot of fun with that. It's sort of like a throwback to the Cold War in many ways.
And does what is unfolding now help in that?
Yeah, you know, but when you're writing a novel, events can overtake the book, because novels take a long time to write.
Right.
And they take months and months before they actually are on the stands. So you always have to be careful when you're writing a novel. If it's not historical, or you're trying to do a contemporary novel, that what's happening now that you're writing about may not be true a year from now when the novel comes out. You have to kind of balance it. But I think the Russians are with us again, and I think they're going to be a force to reckon with in the future.
You mentioned the John Corey character. What is it about that character, do you think, that caught the imagination of the people and then ultimately of the author?
That's a good question. You know, I wrote Plum Island about 12 years ago. That was the first John Corey book. But if you read it, you can see that it was meant to be a standalone book, and it wasn't meant to create a series character, because I had never done a series character before. But the fan mail was overwhelming about John Corey. It's one of these things where you've hit on something without knowing you hit on something. But, I listen to my readers, and they just love his character. And not only did the men love him because he's a man's man, but the women love John Corey. And, I mean, that's more than half of your audience. So I wrote another book. It wasn't John Corey, but I did bring John Corey back. And as I say, the one I'm working on now is actually the sixth book in the John Corey series. And whatever it is, whatever magic John Corey creates for men and women, I don't want to examine it too closely, but he's a funny character. He's a tough guy, and yet he's got a sensitive side. He's not politically correct at all, but he's a cynic, and I think unfortunately we live in an era of cynicism, but his cynicism is kind of funny, so I think we can all relate to that.
Do you think of yourself as a cynic?
Yeah, I think I've become a cynic. I think we all have to some extent, but again, you need to have a sense of humor, I think, to live in modern society. If you can't laugh, about it, you go totally nuts. And I think that's why Corey seems to resonate with so many people. He understands that the government is not all it's cracked up to be, and a war on terrorism is a little silly, he thinks. He says things, and he thinks things that people themselves think but maybe don't want to say. And so apparently he's speaking to a large audience, which is great.
And what I've heard from other authors is that a healthy skepticism is also necessary, almost necessary as for a writer.
Yeah, you don't want to create the real bad guy. I mean, the real anti-hero might be too unheroic. John Corey ultimately is a hero. We trust him. We trust him. We're happy that he's out there. fighting the war on terrorism. But on the other hand, he's got his own self-doubts. But he would never let people around him know that he's doubting what he's doing or he's doubting his mission in life. He seems like the quiet, maybe not quiet, but the man who's very self-assured. But we know that, you know, he's got another side to him, and he's got a long-suffering wife, Kate Mayfield, who is FBI, and she approaches the war on terrorism differently than her husband. So that's kind of fun, too. I think a lot of people relate to a married hero. Almost all heroes are not married. This is one of the few in popular literature that is married, but I think it works in this case.
The name of the new book is The Quest. It is published by Grand Central. For more information on the author, you can visit nelsondemille.net, nelsondemille.net. Nelson, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program, and I wish you all the luck in the world with the new book and look forward to talking to you about the next one.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Again, Nelson DeMille's new book is The Quest, published by Grand Central. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.